Jesus Christ, now you be the way. Welcome to the heavenlies, beloved. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavenlies, scatter in the name of Jesus. Scatter the conspiracy against your destiny. Scatter in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Over the troubles, my Israel, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this wonderful evening. We praise your holy name for bringing us here. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you for the mighty moving of your power on this mountain. We thank you because no one comes to Wednesday meeting by chance. Those who come by divine appointment. I pray tonight that as many people as are hearing the sound of my voice now, they are coming here from different places and in different ways, but they will not go home the same in the name of Jesus. The power of the Lord God of Elijah will arise and fight your battles for you. The glory of God will overshadow your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us say, God bless you. This evening, by the grace of God, we are going to open our Bible to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 15, I want to read very quickly from verse 11. And I'm looking at what I call the crawlers. The crawlers. Those who are crawling through life. The crawlers. And for anyone who is interested in the issue of destinies and progress, to be watchful, to be very attentive. The corners. In Luke chapter 15, I read from verse 11. Luke 15, verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that followed to me. And the father listened, and he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into far country. There are many listening to me tonight who are already in a far country, far away from the place of destiny and progress. And what happens when you go to a far country? And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. The Jews do not feed swine. They consider it very degrading. And he would fain have filled his belly with husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. He had been demoted below even the level of the pig. He was a runner before, he had now become a crawler. And when he came to himself, when he said, became correct, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare? And I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Let me as one of thy hired servants. And God that he arose came to his father. Brother, the world we are living in is a very strange place. There is a lot of mysteries that surround the life of man on earth. There are many things that are mysterious to men that is not very, very clear. Those who study philosophy and all kinds of things, they used to say man is the architect of his own fate and that he is the captain of his own ship. The fact really is, there are some forces that bombard man with or without his permission that he has no way to answer to. That's why many are born great but die like paupers. Here was a born great man, but very soon something happened along the line. He became a pauper. By the same token, many are born poor, but they die as realities. There are forces that bombard men that men can neither master nor understand. And people are being wasted day by day. That's why it's a great prayer to cry to the Lord, that Lord, let me locate myself in the morning of my life, not in the evening when it may be too late. People are being wasted day by day like this. And I want you to understand that if steps are not taken to address the situation, the person crawl unknown into an unknown grief. He crawls unknown into an unknown grief. Several years back, I met a remarkable old man. By the time I sent him for deliverance, he was 72 years old. I've been seeing a lot of old men in my life, but he was quite remarkable. Because I'm yet to see an old man with this kind of photographic memory. It gives you a good idea of what he was in his younger days. Even at his age of 72, if you call a meeting of 200 persons, and you make this old man the secretary, and you ask him to be taking minutes of the meeting, the old man will sit at that meeting with no paper, with no Bible. If Mr. A is talking, we just look at his mouth. When B is talking, we look at his mouth. That meeting may last for 4 hours, but by the time you go home, this man will take his Bible and he will write down verbatim what each person said. That was how good it was, even at 72. But as photographic as that memory was, the man didn't have 50 naira to his pocket or to his name. It was that bad. We started praying. And the Lord said, this man is not supposed to be here. He's not supposed to be here. He's a controller. And I sent him for deliverance. It was then the Lord opened his eyes. The Lord took him back to the day that he was born. He saw himself as a baby, and he saw them consulting with herbalists. And the parents asked the herbalists, what will this man become? And the herbalists said, you are looking at a king, a controller of white men. He's going to be very great. Immediately the herbalists mentioned white men. And the parents said, does it mean he will lead this country? The herbalist said, I said somebody will control white men. Where else will he be? I said, he will leave. It's okay, herbalist, if he leaves, will he come back? The man said, he won't come back, but you will enjoy him. I said, no, can't go. I said, herbalist, what can you do so that the man does not go? I said, do you still have his placenta there? I said, yes. Took the placenta of this man, brought him to a boat, and went right into the center of the river. They wrapped that placenta around a big stone, and they threw it into the river. With an incantation that a stone does not float, that the man will never leave this place. All effort this old man made, zero. Nothing to write him about. He started praying. He knew that was deliverance. A letter of invitation they wrote to him 15 years before now arrived. The kind of post office that carried it, I don't know. This is why it's good to pray. Oh Lord, let me locate myself at the morning of my life. Imagine the evening when it will be too late. That man at 72 now began to understand what he was supposed to be. The enemy let him close your eyes. As many people as are serious with their issues of their destiny, you should cry to the Lord on the top of your voice like this. To waste my life. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to be wasted. In the name of Jesus, Maseria Capon de Sanda, Ribosopola Kaya Boshente Yaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every power that has swallowed the virtues of my youth. Hey, I want you to pray this prayer. Can I hear you saying it loud and clear? Vomited by fire. In the name of Jesus, Siraboka Panda Satayabo Shendeyaba, commander to vomit it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go on a little bit further. People are being wasted day by day. The graveyard is a congregation of celebrities and those who have dreams, who are dead. So stages in life physically correspond to what the enemy could do to you spiritually. There was a time when a man was in the womb, incubation stage. There was a time when a man was a baby, a helpless stage, where somebody can throw the person to the lagoon and nothing will happen. There's a stage when that baby will begin to crawl. As a stage when he will begin to stand. As a stage when he will begin to walk. As a stage when he can now run. They are all stages. Six stages in the life of man. Some are old, but technically, even as I'm speaking now, they are still in the womb. That is, they are present on earth, but they are absent. They have arrived in the world, but they never really showed up. Some are old, but technically, they are still babies. That is, they are still under their parental control, mostly negatively, tied to their parents' apron. I listened to the heart-rending story of a sister. When the mother-in-law came to visit, they chased her into the sitting room, and they would throw a mattress there for her to sleep. While her husband and his mother will sleep on their matrimonial bed. The man is old, technically he's still a baby. Some are old but are still crawling. They are in the wrong place. They are never at the right place at the right time. 99% of success is correct positioning, but a caller is always wrongly positioned. Some are old but are just standing in the market square of life, they're doing nothing. Many, unfortunately, beloved, are crawlers. My heart goes out to many who are here this evening, who are already carrying residential permits in the city of Togo, who can be described as eagles that have lost their wings, who are flyers that have been rendered lame, brains that witchcraft powers have converted to sawdust, Elijahs that have been cut off from the Elijah, and Samsons that are gabbling with Delilah, breadwinners who have been wasted, great men that have become grand men, men who have destinies that are shining, but those destinies have been sent on permanent holiday. Those that failure has stopped them from moving forward. Even the desire to win has been mopped up by the enemy. And the enemy is beginning to pass all the evil thoughts they have ever thought about themselves. My heart goes out to those who are like that here this evening. Those who want to save time. And because they want to save time, they think the best thing to do is to stop the hand of the clock. Not knowing that if you stop your own clock, other clocks are moving. Those who are using the wrong ladder to climb the wall of life. They are like the prodigal son we are reading. Ended up with pigs with nothing to show for it. A powerful spirit came upon that prodigal child and converted him from a runner to a crawler. What are these spirits? Number one is self-deception. Overvaluing yourself. Manipulation. Destiny changes. Poverty. Demotion. Frustration. Error. Redundancy. And wasters. All these nine powers came upon the prodigal son. Self-deception. Manipulation, destiny changers, poverty, demotion, frustration, error, redundancy, the wasters. If you don't want to crawl, listen very carefully to what I'm saying now. If you already crawled and you want to depart from the school of the crawlers, listen very carefully to the 2 points I want to make now before we start praying. The truth about life is this. No man becomes a fool until he stops asking questions. The day you stop asking questions, you become a big fool. Think you know everything. Let me tell you the truth, beloved. A white beard and a gray hair does not make a person wise. That's nothing to do with wisdom. That's why you can see too that the most learned persons are not always the wisest. So you need to understand the wisdom of heaven. One aspect of wisdom which will make a person not to crawl in life is the careful use of opportunities, resources, and money that comes to your hand. The wise person carefully and wisely uses his resources, his opportunities, his money. The person does not waste things. The way to unflinching prosperity is to position your life in such a way that you waste nothing. To be prodigal is to waste and to misuse resources. What am I trying to tell you this evening? Whoever you are, whatever is your name, God has placed certain things in your charge. God has put your life, your parents, children, land, money, opportunities, resources in your hand. If you use what God has given to you wisely, you will go a long way in life. If you don't use those resources wisely, you squander them like the prodigal son, person will crawl through life. Person will eventually end up poor. Person will end up poor. And it can be a very, very sad thing. When you waste things, and then you come back later to feel sorry for your life that you had wasted them. I went to one city some time ago. And as the driver was taking me, he said, "Oga, look at this house very well." I looked at it. We moved forward a little bit. Look at that one too. He pointed to me 11 houses. The similar thing about the 11 houses, none of them were completed. I said, "Yes, they are uncompleted buildings. I can see them, they are uncompleted." I said, "Oga, what I'm trying to tell you is the same person that built all these 11 houses.
and the big one, we finish, go to the other, we finish, we go to the other. The power has moved him and has wasted him. I shall not be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Can you shout it loud and clear? God employed Moses. God is an employer. You may not realize that one. God employed Moses to deliver the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land. But when he disobeyed God, God simply dismissed Moses at that point and terminated his appointment. God employed Elijah to fight the prophets of Baal. But when he complained, God dismissed him and appointed Elisha to the place. You must use what you have wisely. I ask you a question tonight. Are you making the most of the opportunities God is giving you on this mountain? Are you making the most of the opportunities God is giving to you in life? If you are not doing this, it means the prodigal spirit has overshadowed you. And once this kind of spirit comes upon a person, the person will crawl. The person will crawl. The person will crawl. How do you know whether the power of the crawler, the spirit of the crawler, that will make a person want to become anything in life? How do you know whether the thing is already operating? How can you stop this kind of power from violating your destiny? How do you know when this thing is around? The first negative mark of the power of the crawler in a life is this. The person will have no sense of value. No sense of value. No sense of value. When a person does not esteem treasure, he does not place value on what comes before him in life, he will die unsung and crawl into an unknown grave. The good people you meet in life, they are more important than money, because money expires and money has fast legs to run away. At the end of the day, the people are more important than money. There was a time they were arousing the mountain of fire and miracles ministry, and they invited the GO to a meeting, and they were telling us that we were causing trouble, we must leave. And this government official was talking to me one time. And I said, listen to me, sir. You got to where you are because you are politically appointed. I did not get to my own place by political appointment. I was not ushered into power by coup. I was not voted into this position. So listen to me hard. By the time you get out of this seat, I will sit where I am. You will come down from your seat and meet us here. Because you are voted there, and the same people who voted you there can vote you out. Even if they don't vote you out, we have a decree of the Almighty to say you will not get there. And he said, seriously. Amen. So be good to people on your way up. Because you never can tell when you come down. Those people, you still meet them. The other time, I was trying to buy fuel. And in this man I got to buy fuel. He was the former commissioner. And when he was about to get his tongue, the fuel attendant said it has finished. Although the thing has not finished. The man said, the fuel came in, there is fuel. So no fuel, guys. The man went to his car, was shaking his head. When he was commissioner, he didn't even know where they got the fuel for. Just drove his car and he knew that fuel was there. He has come down now. To the people, left. Money is not everything. You will finish spending the money. But the people that you don't buy, one day, you understand that you have wasted treasure. When you know the value of something that you have, you will not abuse it or throw it away. There are some things many people don't have regard for because they don't know the importance of value of it. So they throw it away. I shared with you here many years ago. One rich man wanted to surprise his mother for the mother's birthday. The mother was equally very rich. So he was confused. He didn't know what to give to his mother for birthday present. When he was going about, as he was passing his shop, he saw a parrot. And they said the parrot was going to cost $50,000. When normally a parrot should not sell for more than $5, $10. This one is $50,000. He now went inside. Why is this power so expensive?
Oh, the owner of the shop said it is expensive because this parrot can speak 17 languages. And he can sing 2 pieces of music. Quickly,
the man said, I buy this for mother's birthday.
Brought the parrot, sent it to his mother. Phoned the mother to confirm that the mother received the parrot. The next morning, phoned the mother again. Sir, buy the parrot. To his amazement, the mother said, I'm eating it. Yes, could be like chicken and eat it.
Why?
He did not know the importance of that power. When a person is wasting or disregarding very valuable material, it will crawl through life. We need to pray for our country. This country now, teachers are not important at all. They don't seem to value teachers at all. Everybody seems to forget that the fact that you are able to read your Bible today, you should give thanks to one teacher somewhere. Whatever you become today, the words of one teacher made you that thing. But we don't place value on them here. When you do not place value on things while they are with you, you may live to regret it. Many don't know the value of their prayerful parents now. Some of the young ones believe that their parents are harassing their lives. Go to primary school, no. Go to this now. You don't force your religion on me. I'm 18 years and above. Let me go to the church of my choice. I don't want to come to the place of prayer. Don't harass me again, don't harass me again. You will not meet their value now until they are gone. That thing you don't value. It just vanished from your group. I don't find it again. The prodigal power will not value good things until they are withdrawn, until they vanish. They are withdrawn, they vanish. When we started the Mountain of Fire and Miracles Ministry, I used to notice that any time the Joe was giving lectures in some workers' meeting, some pastors don't write anything. One day I call one of them, say, you must be the most brilliant pastor in this church. Don't write anything. Then this pastor was posted out. He now asked to preach on Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. By the time he did it for 3 months, he started regretting that he didn't take notes. Those notes that meant nothing to him then, is now seeing the value of it. That's your mother that can cook very well, and you didn't put your eyes to see how she does it. When the husband you married begins to slap you because you cannot cook, and you say, ah, I wish I had learned this from mommy. If you do not value what you have, then have a good child, and you may lose it. Many don't know the value of a good pastor. They don't know the value of a good church. They don't know the value of good people. You don't know the value of what they have learned. It will be taken away. And then they begin to call. I pray that that will not be a lot in the name of Jesus. What is number 2? By which you know if the calling power is already at work. It's what we call appreciation farming. Appreciation farming. This, the person does not appreciate things. In Luke chapter 7, Luke chapter 7, verse 44 to 45. Luke 7, 44 to 45. I want to read the story of about 2 groups of women. Luke 7, 44 to 45. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, said thou this woman, I entered into thine house. Thou givest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wipe them with the ears of her head. Thou givest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil God is not anointed, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, our sins which are many are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Now go to the same Luke chapter 24. That woman was shedding tears on the legs of Jesus, wiping the tears with her hair, and anointed the legs with expensive oil. Luke chapter 24 from verse 1.
Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Two groups of people. The first one appreciated Jesus when Jesus was alive. The second group wanted to give their own after Jesus was dead. You need to appreciate things before you lose them. Many go to the graveyards to look over cemeteries and graves because they fail to show appreciation when the person was alive. Look into your life now, beloved. Is there anybody you should have valued but you did not? Go and locate such people and find a way of expressing appreciation to them. If you waste all God has given to you, He will take them away from you. God will take away resources and opportunities and give it to somebody who properly appreciates it. Number three, when the caller is at work, there will be wastage tendencies. Wastage tendencies. John chapter 6 verse 12. John 6 12 said this. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Jesus gathered crumbs after he had fed 5,000 persons. There is one sad thing about life. Unfortunately, it is often the rich people who gather crumbs. If you do not get to that point where crumbs are important, you will never be rich until you get there. Neither will the person be able to prosper because you are wasting the crumbs that if you put together they will become something. If you count our pennies or our cobbles, we go very far. Most Nigerians will not respect crumbs at all. Lights which are not needed is switched on. You pass by the street to sell water dripping from the tap. Nobody is to close it. Everybody goes back and they bless it. When you waste things, you become poor. It is the crumbs that make up the whole meal. When you add up the crumbs, you become rich. That's why the Bible says, do not despise the days of little beginnings. Akin to the words of that ancient hymn writer, he says, little drops of water, little grains of sand, it made the mighty ocean and the beautiful land. So our little passing minutes, which we do not consider, becomes many years, which sometimes may become wasted. So if you reduce the amount of your waste, your wealth will rise. When you reduce the number of people who are dropping out, students in schools will grow, churches will grow. If you have a big front door and a big back door, as they are entering their going, you will not grow. Are you a businessman? Your business will grow when you can stop the wastage and check the unnecessary overheads. When you have no storage, you have no backup, you are just doing what you want. If I want to gather the crumbs, problem happens. Look at Genesis chapter 41. Remember we are talking about the crawlers. It is not everything that is enemy, enemy, enemy. Some things are that we need to build into our character. Genesis chapter 41. I read from verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of the two full years, that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river several well-favored kine. We can call it cow if you want. Several well-favored cow and fat sheep at the third in the middle. And behold, several other cow came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kind upon the brink of the river. And was fell, something strange happened. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kind, they did eat up the several well-favored and fat kind. God advised Pharaoh through Joseph to stop food during the time of plenty. This is divine wisdom. In fact, Joseph was the first banker in the Bible. Pharaoh saw a vision of seven lean cows and seven fat cows. When the seven lean cows swallowed the fat ones. Beloved, the days of seven lean cows will come. So in the days of seven fat cows, the lean ones will always eat up the fat ones. Make most of your good time when you are available in it. If you stall during the lean years, you will not end up a pauper. If the lean cows here suddenly overtake a person, the person will be telling stories because of wastage. Serious wastage. God will help us. The next thing which can make a person a caller is this. When you always need supervision. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6 to 8. Proverbs 6, 6 to 8. Go to the hand, thou sluggard. Consider our ways and the wise. Which are you, guide, overseer or ruler, provided our meat in the summer and gathered our food in the harvest. If you always need supervision, your additional money will go to the supervisor. Your supervisor will be paid more to ensure that you work well. The more your boss is beginning to notice that you work well without supervision, the more the employer will value you. But the moment they notice that any time your manager is not at work, your boss is not at work, you do what you like, nobody will promote you. There are many members of this fountain of fire to the glory of God who work very hard, which we are happy anytime we see them or we hear about them. Nobody say work. Never does anybody admonish them to arrive early and never to get late to work. It is those kind of people who start as clerks, drivers, but little by little, they rise to become managers because they needed no supervision. If you are reliable enough to work without supervision, you will rise. You will not waste all the opportunities you have. It's a very, very serious matter. But you don't need to know that any time nobody can monitor you, you always misbehave. They will now pay somebody to supervise you instead of pushing you to that position. These are things that make people call us. When they put you somewhere and the man who put you there cannot sleep very well, say, hey, this one, if God knows what you will do, if God knows, then you promote yourself. The next key is this. You become a caller when you follow vain persons and vain imagination. You follow vain persons without vain. The Bible says if you walk with the wise, you'll be wise. If you walk with the foolish, you'll be foolish. Many waste their lives following shadows and unprofitable friends. A friend will sit by a sister. I can't take this nonsense. No. No man can do this to me. I will pack out. It's a lie. You won't pack out. You may have something that is right before you, but if you go about changing something else, poverty is sure. There is a dangerous trend now. Instead of people to go to school, study hard, and move forward, they just sit around and see visions. I must travel abroad. I must go. I must check out. When you now begin to explain, son of man, this place where you are, if you are hungry, somebody can still give you garlic to drink. But over there, you are on your own. You wash toilet. You sleep. Wash the body for mortuary before you move. These people have come. They don't want people to prosper. To be quite honest with you, if we intensify our prayer in this nation and we work hard and we do what we're supposed to do, no Nigerian has any business working anywhere abroad. All these things that people are chasing about is sometimes a shadow. A shadow. I've seen a photographer who became a millionaire. A driver who became a millionaire. I've seen somebody sells vegetables who became a millionaire. But when you are following vain imagination instead of following divine direction, the person will crawl. The prodigal will always chase after the shadow. But when you are stable and good in what God has placed in your heart, you'll be able to move forward. I shared with you many years ago, a man who was bent on getting visa to travel abroad. They had a master's. So they took them to a herbalist. He promised that he would make them get a visa. And the herbalist gathered needles, about 14 or so. fall in. Then when you get to the immigration, they won't see you. He was an intelligent man. So he said, but this video will puncture my intestine. And I said, oh, you are not serious. So while he was too busy arguing with the family, there was a lady there. He was prepared to swallow the needle. He had brought a bowl of a bag and he was putting the needle inside. He was swallowing it. So when the brother saw that the sister swallowed her whole, he too swallowed. Took his passport. Where they used to stamp it, he didn't stop. He just walked past them. I said, Mr. Man! Come back here! And he came and said, where do you think you are going? Where's your passport? I now look at them. You mean you saw me? You mean, can you see me? That now got them very angry. Are you saying we're blind? They threw him out. Month after, the radio now started their work inside his intestine. And that's what brought him to the mountain. Jeremiah chapter 42. You don't want to cry? Look at this principle. Jeremiah 42:6. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, whether it's good or whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God. That it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. The last key is laziness. Laziness. Lazy persons will not move forward. They will continue to crawl in the garden of life. I want you to get yourself ready tonight because of the prayers I want you to pray. You need to go home and do some serious think and readjust your principle, that the principle that you shall run in your life. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. I see if you are here this evening. You are not born again. You not just surrender your life to Jesus. Do so very quickly now, so that you can benefit from these prayers. Whenever you are, if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, just use up your right hand. You say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight. Say, Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. We have seven destiny-changing and backwardness-removing prayers to pray. We don't have too much time to pray them. So you know you hear these prayers, pray them well. Pray them well. Can you say this after me loud and clear? Shout it at the top of your voice. I shall not expire. A good prayer. When you come to live an expired life, you will be useless yourself, useless everybody. I shall not expire by the power and the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stop my destiny! Reject the cry of demotion. Can I have the sister saying this loud and clear? Alright. Sister, shout it loud. Brother, shout it loud and clear. Reject the cry of devotion in the name of Jesus. Pastor, we are come once and care. Let my destiny reject every cry of devotion in the name of Jesus. But one thing. Every power speaking disgrace to my destiny. So when you increase, I will start to clear that and that. Yes, 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 yes. I think that it is good. In the name of Jesus. This prayer is for 5,000 persons who can claim it. Can you shout it up for me with holy hunger? Every power and covenant of my father's house. Can you say that loud and clear? Yes. God wants me to die in this condition. In the name of Jesus, the power of the covenant of my father's house, I want you to die in this condition. Die in the name of Jesus. Don't spend there, You will not share this love and care. All nations of the world, hear my battle cry. It means my virtues. Can you say that love and care? Yes. Say it louder than that. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. His next prayer is for about 5,000 persons again. And you can catch those that feel too. For Christ, above every negative foundation, by the power in the blood of Jesus. Can I hear the sister saying it? I rise above every negative foundation by the power in the blood of Jesus. Sister, say it again.
By the power.
Brother, say it loud and clear.
Yes, by the power.
Everybody together.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Arise. I've got the negative foundation. By the power and the blood of Jesus. Pour the cast upon the terrible Shantayaba.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Every power from the waters
that wants to waste my life,
in the name of Jesus,
we pray. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done for you now. Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let us share the grace and fellowship.